Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. South Aussie school toilets are getting locked up during class time in an attempt to stop kids from hiding away and vaping. A fresh report from the Children's Commissioner has revealed the increased use of e-cigarettes in schools is making other students feel excluded from using the bathroom. The report also outlined that a lot of Year 8s, 9s and 10 students are facing sexism and racism in the classroom. The Limestone Coast Landscape Board will be performing aerial feral deer culling this weekend and all of next week. From Sunday to Monday, May 6, low-flying aerial shooting will be taking place across public and private lands in Wattle Range and surrounds. Some forestry reserves will be closed. Check out the Before You Visit page on the Forestry SA website for more information. A warning, this story may be triggering for some. Farmers' mental well-being will be at the centre of a new study from UniSA. Data has revealed the rate of suicide among farmers is twice of that of other employed people. Research Associate Donna Hughes-Barton says they want to hear from farmers all over the Limestone Coast so they can work towards a solution.
How best to support their mental health when they're feeling stressed. So basically we want to find out what would work for them when things get really tough.
The number for Lifeline is 13 11 14. And the Mount Gambier branch of the Liberal Party will be meeting on May 8th. It's unclear where the yearly forum will be held. The party has held the seat for nearly 30 years, with current MP Troy Bell at the helm. A 22-point win has seen South Down North in the Limestone Coast Footy League's special Anzac Day clash yesterday. Round two continues tomorrow with Millicent taking on West and East facing Casterton Sanford. Meantime, a massive blowout in the KNTFL yesterday, Kybe smashing Narracourt by 193 points.